This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
College football in Boston this weekend might take a hit under the federal government shutdown.
As the Red Sox prepare for the playoffs, they may be poised to play against their former manager.
And the Patriots are 4-0, but many fans aren't satisfied. To talk about it all on The Week in Sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Anthony, and all that stuff is true.
It's all true.
Well, let's find out how true,
done?
Bill. No, we've got 5 minutes and 30 okay. seconds to go. But let's talk about the federal shutdown and college football might be affecting Boston College because the Department of Defense has ordered the suspension of intercollegiate activities for its military academies, which means Saturday's homecoming game against Army may not take place. What's your take?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen. Apparently, the football team at West Point is not practicing, among other things. So it seems to me it would be decidedly unfair if they suddenly decided that the game could go on and BC got to practice all week and Army didn't. And I'm curious about this. It's crazy, of course. This is the least of the crazy things that's happened as a result of a lunatic Republican Congress. Excuse me, I think I went into politics and departed from sports. I beg your pardon.
Back to sports, Bill.
Right. It is the least of the crazy things that has happened. And I hope that they can get it resolved because it would be a shame for all these people who wish to see this football game this weekend to not see it.
Well, it looks like BC's athletics director, Brad Bates, has been tweeting about it and might even be talking about offering financial assistance for travel.
Again, you can offer financial assistance. You can have buses for the team that because the federal government is not supplying them with buses, but what do you do for the practice time lost? What do you do with the meeting time lost? If all football-related activities are really not happening at the military academy, then how is that team prepared to play the game as well as the opposition is prepared to play the game? It's a built-in unfair situation.
So let's move on to postseason baseball. Red Sox fans, of course, are waiting for Friday night. The Cleveland Indians play the Tampa Bay Rays tonight in a one-game wild card playoff. The winner of that game will meet Boston Friday night. I know you're sort of rooting for the story of Cleveland manager Terry Francona.
Well, not only Terry Francona.
Coming back to Boston.
Absolutely. He's been back, but not, of course, under the situation with the playoffs. But I'm also sort of rooting for the situation because I visited with the Cleveland team earlier this year. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Jason Giambi, 42 years old, emerging as a hero for the Indians this year. It's a great story. And the Indians team has a lot of great stories. So it could be a wonderful matchup.
All right. Well, that'll be fun to watch tonight. But here's what I'm worried about. Now I'm going to sort of take off my objective journalist hat and put on my Red Sox fan hat. This team hasn't played now in about what feels like months.
Well, it isn't.
How do you say? Okay, days. Okay, give me a break.
Sounds like a man who really needs.
Well, yeah, to Anthony, it's months.
How do you stay sharp, or should we be worried that they might be rusty when these playoffs?
No,
start?
I think if the layoff were longer, you might worry about it. But I think it's at least compensated for by the fact that guys who've got blisters and torn ligaments and sore muscles,
right.
Not torn ligaments, that doesn't heal in just a few days. But the other stuff, they may be in fact in better shape. They don't have to play those extra games. Mm-hmm. They may in fact be in better shape, more game ready than the opposition.
All right, you made me feel better, thanks.
Good. That's why I'm here.
Well, let's move on to the Patriots as they head into Week 5. Still undefeated, they're 4-0. But, Bill, why is it that it seems like so many fans and analysts are just griping about the past?
Well, you have to have something to gripe about if you're a sports fan in Boston. And in this case, what Patriots fans, or at least some of them, are griping about is that they haven't beaten these teams as convincingly as they should have.
Victory itself is not good enough.
They have not been playing top-of-the-line teams for the most part, and they haven't steamrolled over them the way Patriots fans would like to see them do. And to be fair, they have given up more points than they might have. So, especially when you look at some of the teams that have been really performing brilliantly as the season has begun, Drew Brees in New Orleans and a couple other teams, Denver, for example, you worry that maybe the Patriots are not quite in that top echelon at this point.
Well, let's just talk for a second or two about Patriots defensive tackle Vince Wilfork. He had surgery to repair his Achilles tendon, which was torn in the first quarter of last weekend's game. He's going to probably be out for the season. Could this have a pretty big effect on the team?
Yeah, I would think so. He's a first-team All-Pro last year, five-time Pro Bowler. It can't help but have an effect. Of course, we get the Bill Belichick take on that, which is we go with the guys who can play. We'll see.
Really quickly.
It is what it is.
Bill, the Bruins start their season tomorrow night. And today, Mayor...
Can this really be true? Once again, I've missed the parade of the Zambonis. It's gone by and I've missed it again. It's hard to believe, but it is hockey season. You're right.
And very quickly, Mayor Menino made good on his bet with Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. As we remember, the Bruins lost the Stanley Cup to the Blackhawks last year. And today, the mayor had to post a promotional video for the city of Chicago on Boston's official website. Here's part of it, starting with a very smug Mayor Rahm Emanuel.
And I cannot think of a better group of people to speak about city of Chicago, the place that we all call home, than the people of the city of Chicago themselves. So enjoy this video. Oh, one more thing. Go Blackhawks.
Go Blackhawks. Rub it in, eh?
This will come back to haunt him.
I'm convinced.
I have no doubt of it.
Well, Bill Littlefield is host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear him on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and on Wednesdays here with us at Radio Boston. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Magna.
Thanks, Bill. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR in Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Magna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.